Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Sherry Doan, Director of Community-Based Learning at Central College, about Central's Service Day. Well, Sherry, the Service Day for Central College is coming up. Tell me what the Service Day is.
Well, thanks for asking about that. It's a day that the college has as such a priority. We call classes off. And the goal is for students, faculty, and staff to volunteer together in meaningful work in the community. And the projects range from things like, you know, outdoor landscaping or cleaning or sorting books, sort of manual labor projects. And then there are also projects that involve working with children or visiting with seniors in a long-term care facility. It is response to community-identified needs.
So how did this get started, and why did the college want to do this?
Well, actually, two conversations were going on simultaneously. It is my role to communicate with our community partners and hear about the good work they're doing and hear about the ways that they can work with volunteers, how volunteers would strengthen their work. And most of what I had been doing up to that point had been making arrangements for students from classes to engage in work that correlated with their coursework. That's academic service learning. And for that, students go just one at a time. They don't go in groups, and they commit to an entire semester. But very often, partners would say, "We love working with your community partners, but this Saturday, we need 25 people to come and do X, Y, or Z." And I didn't really have a means for that, because that kind of work didn't fit into academic courses. So I was, this has been about 7 years ago, and I was deliberating over the best way we might be able to address those needs. And in the meanwhile, the administration of the college was having a conversation about how can we build community on campus? How can we allow people to get to know each other, department to department, and so on. So a service day seemed to be ideal. The faculty embraced the project to such a degree that they have adopted it as a permanent part of our academic calendar.
So the projects, they go beyond just here in Pella. How do you build those contacts in other communities?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have those contacts for academic service learning. So we send out an email to our distribution list that is community partners. And we say, now this is different than the academic service learning, but do you have short-term projects? And by that we mean half-day or full-day, one-day projects that need a large number of volunteers. Because if you do, there may be a way for us to address that this spring. And community partners then write back to us and say, oh, yes, if you'll send a team, this is the work we would have them do. And that's about a 5-county area, counties that are adjacent to us here in Pella and Marion County.
So can you give me a ballpark percentage of the amount of students that participate each year?
You know, that's kind of difficult to say. It ranges from year to year. I think about half of the students do it. Now, every once in a while, I'll find out about a project that somebody gathered a group of students and just went off and did on their own, and I don't even know about it. So I would say at least half of our students participate in the service day, and a very high percentage of our faculty and staff do.
So do you find that students, they do a project 1 year, and if that's available again the next year, they like to kind of keep coming back to the same project?
Yes, indeed. That is the case for the students. It's also the case for faculty and staff, because the model that we've used to much success is our office, the Center for Community-Based Learning, gets the list of projects up front, and we acquire information about the projects, like how many volunteers do they need and what work will they be doing and are there any special kinds of clothing or equipment, that kind of thing. And then before we write to the students, we write to the faculty and staff and say, would you consider being a team leader? And so for the 60 projects or so that we have this year, each has a faculty or staff as the leader. And then once we get those all established, we turn a sign-up on an online sign up, and then the whole rest of the college community, all the students and the other faculty and staff, can go on and sign up for a project. And we have our IT department has designed some fabulous software so that the team captain can go in and look at who's all signed up and can contact them and say, hey, don't forget to wear a paint shirt, or, you know, that kind of thing. And the team sort of materialize. Faculty and staff who've worked on a particular project very often start saying to me in January, hey, don't forget, when the project for the public library comes, or the project for Crossroad comes, or the project for the COC comes, I want to lead that project.
So when is the service day going to be this year?
It's April 23rd. That's a Tuesday. And some of the projects will be taking place all day, some in the morning, some in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Sherry.
Thank you. We appreciate the community support for this event, because alums are invited to volunteer too, by the way.
All right. Well, thanks very much. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Sherry Doand, Director of Community-Based Learning at Central College. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.